talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're open for phone calls and text. Lines are up, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going back to the front lines of history in the making as we speak. I want to say again, Devil Radio has an app you can download from Google, Apple, our website, and listen to your favorite shows 24/7. A lot more to talk about. Kind of a sad thing, but a cautionary note. In Gillette, Wisconsin, there is a green bean canning plant, Seneca. It just has been revealed that 25% of the Seneca workers got COVID in a single month. 25%. The company simply put out a statement that said, well, it's all due to community spread. These are largely migrant workers. All due to what they call community spread. They refused to divulge any information until OSHA subpoenaed them. 11 migrant workers died last fall at a green bean canning plant. It's one of the deadliest attacks in the United States food processing industry. Now, remember those meatpacking plants? Remember those? South Dakota and elsewhere. Very few safeguards. Most of the migrant workers lived in a company-owned barracks, several company-owned barracks. There were 30 workers in each barracks. The company failed to take some critical measures to protect their employees. Remember up in Green Bay, remember South Dakota, in the food processing industry, and it's not just meat packing, here's green bean packing. All this stuff gets produced, it has to be packed, has to be shipped. Frequently, there are migrant workers doing this work. It's hard work. It's tough work. If it's meatpacking, they're down on the cutting floor, conveyor belt, putting the animal parts very quickly by them. Not a lot of time. There is no social distancing. At one point, there weren't even plexiglass shields. This is before vaccination. Now, I hope these people are vaccinated. I have no idea if they are vaccinated. You may remember that when Robin Voss was asked about COVID infections in minority communities, he attributed it to culture. To culture. Well, that's baloney. That's absolutely baloney. There are not sufficient safeguards in a lot of U.S. food processing plants. This isn't like an office where you have separate carrels you sit in or offices and you have social distancing. You have masks. Most people are vaccinated. That's not what it is in these meat packing plants, in these vegetable packing plants. People are lumped together, and there are some critical things that can and should be done, and they were not done in this case. As a result, 11 migrant workers died last fall. 25% of their workers got COVID in a single month. Now, that's outside the norm. I don't care what you say about statistics. That is outside the norm, and it's wrong, and it should not have been permitted. What's happening going forward? Well, with vaccines, and you hope that there's not resistance to vaccination, and that there's also the opportunity to be vaccinated given by the employers, that'll handle some of it. But it's not going to handle all of it. And that's why OSHA exists. And OSHA exists over the objection of some industries. Responsible industries don't object. They want safety too. And theoretically, any company wants safety because simply it's not a moral question. The thing, downtime with workers who are injured is bad for everybody, but it's a moral issue. To me, it's a moral issue, mostly a moral issue. you do not take workers and subject them to risk of death or great bodily harm. You just don't do it. Now, early on in COVID, in February, March of 2020, people didn't know that much. But by April and May, they certainly did know a lot. And migrant workers in these food processing plants got a disproportionate amount of the impact of COVID. It was wrong. It's wrong now. And I hope OSHA has issued very strict orders over and above any kind of punitive action they take to protect workers going forward. If you have 30 migrant workers per barracks, I don't know how big these barracks are, but I'm sure they're not luxurious. There has got to be some privacy, some distancing, so that people aren't cheek to jowl and they don't get COVID. And 11 of them don't die like last fall, and 25% of them in 1 month. 25% of the workforce in 1 month gets COVID. And that's not right. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark. Going to the airlines, this is an interesting remedy. United Airlines has joined many others. They will not serve alcohol on any flight of less than 800 miles. If you have a 200-mile flight, 400, 600, no alcohol. Prior to that, prior to COVID, the airlines would serve alcohol on any flight over 200 miles. So if you were flying from Chicago to Milwaukee, which is really under 100 miles, you got no alcohol, but 200 miles you did. Now it's 800. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Because flight attendants have been assaulted, beaten, and sexually abused by drunk passengers. Everybody was so repressed by COVID. You know, it almost seems that way. And you can see it out there. You just walk around in nice weather now. People are starving to get out, to socialize, to do stuff, to have some fun. They were locked in. They were under house arrest, everybody, for about a year. You know, you couldn't go out without a mask, get a social distance. There was nowhere to go. Restaurants were only doing takeout. Events were canceled. So now everybody, it's summer coming up. Everybody's very happy. However, some people go too far. This is several times, flight attendants have been punched in the face by men simply for saying, please put on a mask. That is a federal requirement. If you don't put on a mask, you'll be taken off the plane. They go up to a guy, they'll say, sir, please put on a mask, punched her right in the face and knocked out a few of her teeth. And he's banned. He is banned from flying ever again on any airline. Well, let me tell you something. He should be in prison. A man hits a woman in the mouth for asking to put on a mask and knocks out her teeth. I'm a judge. He's going to prison. He's going to prison for some years, not for life. He's going to go to prison for a couple of years, and pay all damages and be banned not only from airlines, but there are going to be restrictions on what he does. A man does not do that. There's another man who would just grab the stewardess by the butt as she walked up the aisle and did it a number of times, and he's banned. Well, he should be more than banned. He should be in jail for doing that. If he walked down the street and did that, he'd be in jail. Everybody thinks, oh, well, it's an airplane, so there are extenuating circumstances. There are not extenuating circumstances. There have been cases where passengers have interfered so badly that the pilot has had to land the plane in a different city. They're causing disruptions. They cause disruptions. When that happens, they should get prison. And not only that, when you land a plane at other than your destination, there are costs involved. It delays the flight. People, you know, miss business opportunities, family connections. It's very, very disruptive. This is common sense. Most people don't act this way. Certainly most Wisconsin passengers don't act this way. But punching, hitting, touching, or grabbing a flight attendant should result in some jail time. And I'm not talking about, you know, something inadvertent. I'm talking about they punch them as they lean over the seat. They grab them as they walk down the aisle. Pilot lands the plane, costs a lot of money. The other thing I think should be done, the other thing that should be done, is that damages should be assessed against the guy. He should have to pay what it costs to divert the plane. And it should be not dischargeable in bankruptcy. You cannot discharge any debt, some debts, in bankruptcy. You can discharge some, for instance, you can't afford to pay your bills, you go bankrupt. It's a sad thing. And then you can't go bankrupt again for a period of time. So don't just do that casually. But if you do something intentional, commit a fraud, a violent act, the bankruptcy judge can say, this is not dischargeable. That means that debt is over you. That debt is over you. And I don't care if you go bankrupt or not, they will garnish your wages. They'll put a lien on your house. They'll seize your car. This has got to be done. This has got to be done. In Michigan, guy walks into a convenience store and the clerk says, sir, please put on a mask. He shot him and killed him. You know, I don't know what it is with this feeling of manhood that somehow if you're being asked by a woman or a clerk to do something that she's required to tell you to do under the law, and you think that's a license to hit somebody or shoot somebody, that kind of conduct, these kinds of people have to be taken out of circulation. Much harsher penalties than simply saying, oh, well, you can't fly again. Okay, going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.